This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mike Bell, look who we've got.
We got the Kaminsky. Not Kaminsky, the Kaminsky.
The Kaminsky. Man, we heard that soundbite once you got drafted, and we were like, we like this dude. But you've got an interesting story, man. Kind of tell our listeners, because you were a badass quarterback coming out of high school.
Yeah, we ran a little bit of veer triple option. I just kind of ran over safeties, and I had a couple long runs. I had a lot of fun. There wasn't too many juking or spinning going around. I just kind of just bowled people over. If you watch the film, it's a D lineman running the football. So it was a lot of fun, like backyard ball.
I mean, a lot of articles written about how you go to Charleston, then you had to switch positions. Now you're on the defensive side. You felt like a lost puppy that first year, right?
Yeah, a little bit, because I have no D-line experience. Even on the defensive side, I've always played like linebacker and safety, so I've never been on the D-line that close to the ball. So, yeah, it was a lot of learning that first year. I took that redshirt year, so a lot of learning.
Falcons rookie John Kaminsky here with us on Dukes and Bell. So tell us about how you grew into your body, because you got to college, you were what, 218 or something like that?
Yeah, I was about 210, 215 pounds, so it was a real steady climb. I think I did it the right way. Not completely the right way. I wasn't eating the best food, but I was just eating a lot, lifting a lot, and put on about 20 pounds every year during my college years. And every year that I put on the weight, the more I dominated on the field. So it was just a gradual climb and skill and weight. So
you kept your speed, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I was gaining weight in my legs, too. So I was working on my speed along with gaining the weight, which is where guys go wrong, is they put on that weight and don't really work that speed in the field work. And then they get back on the field and they just kind of feel slow. So I was working that through my weight gain.
And that's the thing, the speed got scouts to notice you. You got the invite to the combine, and that's when really people start talking about John Kaminsky. But when you were in college, did you say, I got a chance to be in the NFL?
I think after my junior year is really where I went from a role player to like the star player on defense, and I started making plays and a lot of impact plays, and realized how valuable I was to my team and how good of a football player I was becoming. So after that junior year, I had a couple good accolades, you know, the first team all conference, and then it kind of woke me up, because I was just playing ball because I love ball. And then after that junior year, scouts are starting to come around, starting to get calls from agents, so I'm like, okay, maybe I can do this thing. So senior year, I locked it in a little bit more, and then ended up getting that invite to the Reese's Senior Bowl and then the Combine, so it ended up working out.
Yeah, the Senior Bowl, too. We heard a lot about you there, and that's always one of those places where you hear a name, you go, where's he from?
Yeah,
now
yeah.
Tell people, because we hear Charleston, right? And we're in the South, so people go, where's Charleston? It's not in Charleston.
Yeah, well, everybody thinks of that South Carolina Charleston.
Right.
It's in the heart of West Virginia. And a lot of people don't even know about West Virginia. They don't even know where it's at on the map. So on top of a city being in West Virginia, they really don't know where it is.
I know West Virginia. The Kanawha River, brother. I did high school football down there, man. So, yeah, man. So the thing is, you got to show out. You do that. At the when you go down to the Senior Bowl, do you see the other guys around? You go, well, I'm as good as these guys.
Yeah, I think it was – well, when I first got in there, I'm kind of like, you know, I got a little butterflies and stuff.
Right.
And then after that first snap, I just completely unloaded into that offensive tackle and kind of knocked them off the ball. And I'm like – I had people telling me I belong, but after that, I really believed it. And then the confidence goes up, and then you start playing better, and it just worked out from there on.
It's rookie John Kaminsky joining us here on Dukes and Bell. He's a guy that's trying to make this team, guys, and a lot of conversation about him. And so much so, Coach Quinn, DQ, said yesterday that you're one of these guys that's like, give me another rep. Has that always kind of been your mantra?
I think, yeah, I've always been like that. I was like that early on in college when I was trying to earn my stripes around there. And then I eventually kind of faded away from that because it just started coming natural to me. I didn't have to compete for reps. I was the guy. So I kind of lost that competitive spirit. And then I got to the Senior Bowl, and I'm like, okay, here, this is the football I remember. This is the football I love. So from that Senior Bowl, that was when I was like, I need more reps. I need more chances. I need more opportunities. So I'm not only begging for reps. I'm begging for him to coach me up on the reps because, I understand where I'm at, and my limitations of where I've been. So I know I have a lot to learn.
Mike, I like this guy.
I tell you, the Kaminsky.
The Kaminsky.
You know, when the draft went down, we had to look you up. We saw the video package, go on YouTube, see the highlights. We're like, holy crap. So here's the thing. Dan Quinn likes multiplicity. Defensive tackle, defensive end. Can you do that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think I can. I have a lot of experience through college. I'm big enough to play inside, and I'm fast enough to play on the outside. And then beyond that, I think I'm going to have a big role in the special teams unit. I've been on that punt team, punt return, kickoff return. And I've even got some reps on the wing on field goal. You know, field goal PAT. So I think I'm adding value, you know, just trying to add value to myself and make sure I make this team.
John, let's just admit it. You like hitting people.
Yes, I like hitting people. I like playing ball.
You like demolishing people. Right. But you know what you said, your love for the game. And we don't hear that often when we talk to guys. Not that it's the NFL, but we don't hear that, you know what, I feel like I did when I was 12 and out there playing and, you know, when I was 15. Right. But you still feel that way.
Yeah, I think I do. You know, within myself, and then I have family and friends that are around me and have always supported me. And it puts a smile every time I come off the field, whether we win or lose, my whole family's lit up. So, like, it's not only for me, like, everybody around me, it's always been a positive part of my life, you know. So, I have the fire within myself, and then outside of that, I have all kinds of support. So, it's easy for me.
Now, does that come from being a small town in Ohio? Because some of these guys are the 5-stars, go for the big programs. You got a town in Ohio that's following your progress right now.
Yeah, and, you know, we've had some great names come out of Barberton, Ohio, but, you know, not of lately. And the city has lit up, and the football program's turned around at the same time. So there's, like, a new spirit in Barberton, and I've been fortunate to be, you know, I've been at the, like, top of that pyramid that everybody's looking at. You know, they think I'm solely responsible for all the spirit in Barberton. You know, I'm taking it, but, you know, I try to give my credit where it is. But, yeah, that small town, small circle definitely helps with that.
What do you do, man, as far as your downtime? What does John Kaminsky like to do? Obviously, you love ball, and we love that, but what do you like to do?
Man, I like to be outside. Me and my wife, we do a lot of, like, kayak and being on the water. If I'm on my kayak in the middle of the water just hanging out, you know, I'm good. I like to take it easy, though. I'm not out there, like, extreme white water rafting. I like to be easy. You know, this stuff is, like, intense. So on my off days, I like to relax and let my heart settle a little bit and let my brain settle a little bit, so...
All right, so what was draft day like when you got the call?
Draft day was crazy because, you know, I know of rounds 3 and 5. I know that's my sweet spot. That's what my agent's telling me. That's what I'm hearing. That's the buzz. Round 3 goes, man, nothing. Not even a bunch of DNs were taken. They were taken early, but then it started falling off. There's a lot of DNs still on the board. Third round's over. Next day, 4th round, getting towards the end, a lot of DNs are still on the board, and Falcons trade up ahead of Dallas. I think Dallas was wanting me at 136. Mm. Atlanta traded up, got me. That felt so good, and from there on, Atlanta was one of the teams I wanted. I knew how bad Dan Quinn wanted me here, and I wanted Dan Quinn. I knew that he'd be perfect for me and Coach Jess on the D-line. So, you know, it was amazing. There's a little clip. I don't know if you guys have seen it. I was just with my wife. My wife had me on camera, and I was just jumping up and down. I mean, it's raw emotion, man. It was crazy.
Well, man, we appreciate the time today. We're looking forward to seeing what you can do. Success, bro. We're excited about you. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you, guys. Thanks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.